Request for time extension, subdivision number 2007-9.
Mr. President, before Mr. Lank begins, I apologize for interrupting. Would the council consider Mr. Medlars and Mr. Wright to go before Mr. Lank? They do have another appointment to get to outside of today's meeting. Would you mind if we move those items up?
Okay with you, Mr. Lank?
I don't like it.
Well, if Lars got...
In that case, Mr. Lawson, no.
Yeah, no.
Mr. Medlars.
Thank you for the consideration.
Thank you, Mr. President and Mr. Lawson. I will be representing the county at the center of the Inland Bays today at their annual meeting at the Hyatt starting at noon. So that presented a slight conflict. So I apologize for that. First item on the agenda would be the general labor and equipment contract and change order number one. I'd like to remind the council, this is our new approach to the capital projects, which are mostly scheduled by environmental services, but also some capital projects which show up under the sewer fund capital project lists. We have accomplished several already. We are working diligently to get the list done, which was approved by council. But as this project progresses, new items are discovered. They're urgent repair items, some of the true emergency repairs. They had emergency repairs where our utility lines were damaged by other utility contractors, and they have to be immediately addressed. Now, we also find urgent repair needs. Some of them are larger, some of them are smaller. Some of these are repairs which predate both Mr. Wright and myself. Some repairs down the Oak Orchard, which date back to that particular project years ago. Now, having said this, as you see in the memo, there's a list of the items which have arisen over the last 3-4 months while we've been working on the time and material contract. Now, some of these items are more pricey than others, but I'd like to make one statement here, which is really for the record. Unlike a lump sum contract with a lump sum change order, this is not something where you can say, we're going to expend all these dollars. No, you're changing the scope. You're raising the associated ceiling with it. Now, that does not mean we're going to spend all the dollars. I fully expect that we don't spend all the dollars. So we will be here before you by the end of the fiscal year with a request, if everything goes well, to extend the contract into the option year. And at the same time, we will then ask you that we can rebudget and for the next fiscal year, the remaining funds, so they can be used as they were initially intended. So having said this, one of the big repairs is a line settlement on the access route to Route 1 into Rehoboth. It's an urgent repair. We can really only tackle this in January, February, because of the traffic implications, because we will have to close down part of the access. There will be delays for the traveling public, and we don't want to do it in a real, true emergency fashion in July. So having said this, we have assembled the list, and if you can look at the list, the breakdown, you see there are really the two projects, the pavement repairs as well as the repairs to the access road, are the ones which stick out the most. So when you see that, we're proposing an overall change order request of $577,334.80, which is based on the estimates for either the purchase order jobs or the urgent repair jobs, which we wanted to undertake in the next few months.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, a change order number for one for contract number 17-01, FY17 general labor and equipment contract be approved, which increases the contract amount by $577,334.80 for a new total of $2,675,230.80.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
If you would hold it, is there some way, Mr. Lawson, to get this background noise taken care of?
Thank you.
Try it that way.
I have texted our IT department.
Thank you, sir. They're on the way.
Thank you.
My apologies for...
No, you're...
Maybe I'm trying to find the right distance here. The next one is the T-hanger replacement. We have our airport manager sitting on standby for questions. I think I have covered most of the items on the memorandum. This picks up where we left off in the spring. You may recall we had a repair bid out originally. You rejected any and all of the repair bids and instructed the county engineering department to do a fully redesigned hangar for 9 spaces and advertise for a competitive bid. We had an initial idea of how we would lay this particular out with one of the contractors assisting us, and we came up with 3 options. One would be the option to do a structural steel building as proposed by one of the bidders with a new concrete floor in the new location based on the airport master plan. The second one would be to do a pre-engineered building, which means it is meets the same code requirements as we have in our code, but it is not built on site by structural steel erectors. It comes in pre-manufactured steel pieces, and they get bolted together on site. Also, it will come with a new floor slab. The last one will be a site-built steel structure, steel frame structure, on the existing tie-down concrete area, which comes with its own challenges. Now, the 2 other ones would require some drainage improvements because we're building a new slab, which is flat. The last one, the challenge is the drainage actually runs through the hangar, so it's not a very desirable option, but it's one we wanted to explore and make sure we get all the prices on the table. We have, as you can see from the summary, we received a significant number of bids, and we had very active participation. The lowest responsible bid was presented by Common Sense Solutions for $537,219.57 for the pre-engineered option. The particular package, we already have a hangar made by that same company. They're fully familiar with our airport and our requirements. These buildings are comparable in the sense they meet the same wind loads, they meet the same exposure requirements for the wind direction, they meet the same roof, live, and dead loads. So you will have similar foundations. They both have the same floor slab, and they both have the same site drainage improvements on the upstream side. Having said that, it would be the most opportune and most cost-effective option to pick that. In addition, our director has made sure that we have contacted all existing tenants, and 12 prospective tenants, and all indicated the director's words, they would be willing to sign a lease today, a new lease today, based on the required amount to have the payback, as our finance director asked us to compute, for a less than 15-year payback with a county return on the money at 3.5%. So we have tenants, we have a project, we will be able to collect the insurance money, which was previously allocated and established because of the storm damage. And at this point, the engineering department would be ready to make a recommendation on the forward movement of a new hangar replacement. Last not least, we did have an electrical package, which was alternate C. We received no bids on. I have initiated a proposal process to 4 electrical contractors, which will conclude by this week, if you approve the project to move forward. So we will have an electrical package by the end of this week to complement your award, should you so choose. Any questions from the council?
Questions, council?
Well, I guess you're saying Steven? That none of the electrical work would be done in-house?
None of the electrical work would be done in-house,
okay.
And it had to do with the timing of how the contractor wanted to erect the building, especially when it becomes a prefabricated building and it's bolted together.
Okay.
We would have to dedicate our entire staff to meet the timeline, which I really can't commit to.
Makes sense, and I think it's a good time to do this.
I'd like to
wonder. Mr. Cole?
I was just, the payback, I'm always concerned about, you know, we build these things and the leases we offer and stuff. And years ago, they were, kind of we're not anywhere close to the marketplace. I mean, when you said less than 15-year payback, like how much less do you think? Like 10 years or?
At the total overall project cost, including the estimate on the electrical, plus a 3.5% interest on our investment, it would be 14 years.
So it's less, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not 10.
Not 10. Okay. Okay.
And we have enough commitments now with the 12 that we can easily fill the hangar, the T hangar, at market rates.
Okay. All right.
What question?
No, I get. Yeah, I'm just concerned about the bottom line for the county and the tax base, and if we're subsidizing.
Mr. Wilson, you had a question.
I think about the most cost-effective one. That's why don't we try to stick with that.
The most cost-effective one is the one we recommend. Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mr. Arlett,
yes,
you have a question?
Just two quick questions, Mr. President. Number one, what is the current market rate?
The current market rate would be $390 for the regular units and $400 and some for the end units.
Okay.
Per month.
Right. And then the occupancy, you mentioned that we have a need already.
We have an established need. We have an oversubscribed need.
So that is new, I'm presuming. So why do we see a new need for... What's causing the need? I'm not going to kiss the mic. I can tell you that. But what is creating the market need from your estimation at the airport?
We have an established waiting list, and the waiting list has always been there since. Jim, how long have we had the waiting list?
10 years.
So we've had a waiting list for 10 years, Councilman. And I just want to make sure, and Ms. Jennings want to make sure that we contact the people on the waiting list from the top down, and affirm to council that we have substantially more than 9 tenants readily available to sign the new current lease at market rates.
Okay.
So we can all but guarantee you a rate on return which is equal or better than we currently have on our money.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have one more question. Mine sort of goes along the same lines. I guess I was wondering how firm the commitment may be. And that's what, and you just.
If I may re-paraphrase Mr. Higgins, if we had the leases available today, we would have 12 customers signing on the
But line. If, and, but I mean, so we have no way of firming up anyone, I mean,
Right now, we don't have anything to lease.
You have anything? Okay.
But as soon as you work, we will start getting the leases.
When would there be a commitment of some kind?
2 weeks. Jimmy, you want to speak to that?
I'm just looking at the economics of it. That's all. I'm just looking.
I think we would wait until we had the building built, and then we would make T-hanger offers like we do with any vacancy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's 18 that are, I'm sorry, 15 that are committed. 3 of them are already there. I haven't heard from 3 of the other tenants that are in there, but I assume that they'll want to keep their airplane in the hangar. So there's 15 for sure. But
12 from the waiting list.
12 from the waiting list, 3 that are already there, plus I would guess the other 3 also. So probably 18 that, if we offered it today, they would take it.
Mm-hmm.
But like Mr. Medler said, we don't have a building to offer them right now.
So there's no deposit or any kind of any money put forth until we have the...
T-hangers are something I always get calls for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe you. There's plenty of demand
now. There's a big market. There's a shortage in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have any problems filling this.
I hope you're right.
How long is the lease, the termination of the lease?
The leases that we have are month to month, so that, either side... cancel with 30 days notice.
But in this particular case, Jim and I discussed that we would like to present a longer term lease to match it up better with our expenditure on the hangar. So, but that's something, we would bring the lease package forward to you for approval.
30 day lease doesn't seem like a very long lease for $1 million we're going to spend. I mean,
I think very few people would take a long term lease.
Longer.
I would recommend that we do this the same way we do all our other T-hangar leases right now.
Mr. President?
A permanent lease with a 30-day notice for both sides, and that's worked well for us for the last 10 years.
Cole.
Listening to this and thinking about supply and demand and the marketplace, and I just saw the state of Delaware offer some of those beach tags, you know, to drive out of surf fishing tags, and they put them out for bid. And it was amazing what the market out there, the private, you know, people bid it up to. Okay, why don't we look at this, maybe take a different approach if we've only got so many hangars are going to be built and quite a few people wanting them? Why don't we start with a base price and then open it up for bid and see who needs it? Because otherwise, we you know, there's certain people maybe who have a bigger priority for them that need it, like small corporations, small businesses that we're trying to attract. But anyway, why don't we do that? Then we could see what the market would bear on these things, because I don't know how you would vet. You got this list. Do you just go first come, first serve? You know, in the real world, that's not the way it works.
But that is the policy that you adopted a few years ago.
So okay, well, I understand. I'm just saying, with what I've heard here this morning, I would just think that maybe we ought to look at it differently. And I think it would be to the benefit of, the taxpayers of Sussex County if we did a different approach. 14 years seems like a long time. If I was probably making an investment, I wouldn't be waiting for 14 years to get a return. I'd be looking for something shorter. So maybe if we, revisited the way we do this, might be helpful. So anyway, just some thoughts after what I've heard about how we're doing this thing. So anyway, that's all.
Two other things. Sorry? The good conversation, I would say. But with our history from years ago regarding the leases at the airport, well below market value today, which I know we can't get out of, and I understand that. But the truth is you know, number one, does it make sense to go ahead and get these leases contingent upon, like any other real estate? I mean, do the leases now, make it contingent, right, on the fact that they complete, that they're done. So therefore, we got them. And we can get a deposit, and we have them. So that would be number one. Number two would be to the length of the leases. Month to month, I mean, why are we not doing at least a year lease at minimum, and then go from there? I mean, they got to have some skin in the game. I mean, if we're doing this kind of money, taxpayers would expect some kind of return commitment.
Month to month is typical of airports. It's never been a problem in the past keeping our hangars full with those conditions. 390 is probably on the higher end of market rates. Some of the newer T hangars in local airports are down around 350. You know, our other hangars are 360. So like I said, that's kind of the higher end of market rates. And, you know, if people are willing to pay it, that becomes the market rate, I guess. But, 390 is a pretty steep rate for a T hangar. But we do have interest. I don't foresee any problems filling the hangar. Even on a month-to-month basis, I think we would have more problems with a longer-term lease because people come and go. And
as long as we have
waiting list,
we can maybe options three to like a three-year option, a five-year option, anyway, we just I think there's an opportunity here for the county to maybe get a little more out of what we're offering, because these are brand new, and I know guys who pay that kind of money to put a stock car or a hot rod in, and down the street from their home or something. So, to park an airplane in a brand new hangar with all the bells and whistles seems, I think there's probably more on the table. So,
maybe suggest to come back to council after the manager and the administrator and I sit down, we talk about the approach and make your recommendation about a policy change and then implement it once you approve it. Would that be okay?
We can decouple the conversation between the construction and the lease, and we can come back some information, market rates, and recommendations to council date.
Sure. I think it's great that we're doing these new hangars.
Yeah, I have to say, when I came in 08, the economy kind of was not so good, and I'm hoping that it's better than that when I leave, which is very soon, and I hope it doesn't crash again. But I think people get nervous when they've been through it, and we've all been through it, and we have a new president, so on and so forth, and so the economy is my concern.
And one clarification, Mr. President. The payback period includes the interest earned. So, you know, like, we do make, the project produces an income stream for the citizens based on their investment. And after 14 years, obviously, we will be collecting a lot more for our investment. So it's, I mean, Ms. Jennings and I discussed it. It is a sound investment for the citizen of Sussex County.
Oh, yeah.
More questions to council?
Thank you.
You have a motion, sir?
We do have a motion. It be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 17-07 T-hanger replacement be awarded to Common Sense Solutions LLC of Laurel at the total bid amount of $567,058.17.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and thank you.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one is the annual landfill maintenance. Our Ms. Deptula is ill, so she would have been assisting me, but in this case, I will present the entire package, which we've worked on together. First of all, most of you probably know that the county has historically operated six landfills. And five of them are slightly different than the Laurel landfill. Five of them are governed by the Delaware Hazardous Substance Cleanup Act. The last one is a previous EPA Superfund site, but it's been delisted. And so they have slightly different requirements. All of them have operation and maintenance plans and environmental covenants. So the maintenance plans include annual monitoring of a series of groundwater wells located on and off site. These wells are accessed by pathways, mostly through our property, some of them through the adjacent property right along the property lines. We have maintained them with an annual program, which was sort of on an ad hoc basis, which was done on a landfill by landfill approach versus an overall approach, all landfills under one common price. So I had initiated that we will approach it from a let's get a price for all six landfills for the entire maintenance along the pathways and along the front fences, plus some items for the pathway repairs and upgrades. So we had believed and had received commitments from five contractors that they would give us pricing. However, at the close of business, we only received two. I've discussed the two numbers with our finance director. They're very competitive. They're much better than what we had in the past on a case-by-case basis. They are respectable contractors, and we stand ready to make a recommendation for an award. I would also like to say that we'd like to move this to a higher plateau and seek your approval for a multi-year approach with a fully competitively priced, publicly advertised contract, which we will bring to you in the next few months if you authorize us to proceed along these lines. So the two-part request. One, let's take care of the immediate action so we can do our sampling, which we normally do in December, so we're somewhat boxed into a timeline. Hence, I need that initial approval for the one time, and then please authorize us for a long-term, multi-year, competitive priced approach.
You have a motion, sir, or motions?
I have two motions, yes.
Read your first one, sir.
First one would be to take care of the current immediate situation. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the 2016 landfill maintenance contract be awarded to Betts Land Contractors of Milton, Delaware, at the total bid amount of $26,100.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
I just say thank you for getting this done in a very professional way. It has been a real concern. Thank you.
One question.
Mr. Arlett.
Very quickly. What is you mentioned the savings. What is the savings, bulk versus the itemized?
If you look at, obviously, you can't. We have a lump sum price. So if you add all of them up, we're looking at a 15 to 20% discount
okay.
over the individual.
Very good. Thank you.
More questions? Take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Starlet?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Next item is the long-term competitively bid and advertise. Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that council approves the advertisement for comprehensive competitive multi-year landfill maintenance contract.
Pleasure, council.
Need a motion?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions on the motion? Mm-hmm. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Wright. States of Sea Chase, Project 16-32.
Good morning, council.
Morning.
Morning.
I have just one item here today regarding the Estates of Sea Chase subdivision. This is a final or balancing change order and a request for approval of the substantial completion. Just briefly, this is the project located outside of Rehoboth on Old Landing Road, where we received $55,000 in bond funds and supplemented that through the Chapter 96 program with the residents reimbursing the difference. We had a contract with Jerry's Paving that was bid around $86,000. We finished the contract for about $74,000, so we're turning back roughly $12,000. And everything was done on time, and quality was fine. So I have
motion.
A motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract 16-32, the Estates of Sea Chase subdivision, Chapter 96, Sussex County Improvement Project, be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $11,911.10 for a new total of $74,145.50, and that substantial completion be granted effective October 4th, 2016, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second,
Mr. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
Only that it's been going on for a long time, and thank you very much for getting it to this point and saving the money.
Any more questions?
It's nice to save that much money.
Yes.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, are your people here?
They're here.
Revert back on the agenda to third quarter employee recognition awards.
Thank you, Mr. President.